West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. State Senator Matt Brass and Senate Majority Whip Randy Robertson co-sponsoring a new Senate bill calling for a split of the Coweta Judicial Circuit into two smaller circuits. The bill calls for the creation of the West Georgia Judicial Circuit and to be composed of Carroll County and Heard County. Coweta County, Troup County, and Meriwether counties would remain in the Coweta Judicial Circuit. The bill says a new district attorney of the West Georgia Judicial Circuit would be appointed by the governor for a two-year term beginning January 1, 2025, and judges Dennis Blackman, Dustin Hightower, John Simpson, and Erica Tysinger, currently judges of the Coweta Judicial Circuit, would become judges of the West Georgia Judicial Circuit. The size of the Coweta District and its high caseload have been a topic of concern for at least the last decade. Early voting for the special election for Senate District 30 beginning on Monday, and although five people did qualify for the race earlier this month, only four names will be on the ballots after one candidate has reconsidered her participation. Advanced voting takes place for the next 3 weeks ahead of the election day on February 13th. Early voting will be at the elections office, 997 Noonan Road in Carrollton, Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. through 5 o'clock. Also Saturdays, January 27th and February 3rd from 9 till 5. Those waiting until Election Day on February 13th are required to vote at their assigned precinct. The election will be the first with the newly drawn Senate line, which affects Carroll County significantly. Carroll County voters are encouraged to visit mvpsos.ga.gov to confirm their registration status and their assigned precinct. The new District 30 includes all of Harrelson County and different parts of Carroll, Paulding, and Douglas counties. Former District 68 State Representative Tim Bearden, along with real estate broker Renee Harden Bell, Ashley Keskis Godwin, and consultant Robert Smith are the four candidates on Senate 30 ballots. A 46-year-old Ranburn woman is free from the Harrelson County Jail after meeting a $20,000 bond over the weekend. Deputies say Nicole Ginny Pankhurst had been illegally selling Suboxone, which is a prescription opioid synthetic medication used to treat opioid addiction. On Friday, members of the Northwest Georgia Drug Task Force and the Harrelson County Crime Suppression Unit arrested Pankhurst following a lengthy investigation into the illegal sales. Suboxone is a preferred drug of abuse for individuals seeking an opioid-like high and may even be choosing this drug over other opioids. Misuse of Suboxone can lead to an overdose and can cause death. Carroll County Fire Rescue investigating a Sunday afternoon house fire in Mount Zion. They say the structure is a total loss. At approximately 3:10 p.m., crews were called to a home at 75 Tyler Lane in Mount Zion. They say the single occupant was awakened by his smoke detector and he notified 911. Now, oddly, a rumor had gained traction on social media yesterday that an airplane had crashed into the home causing the fire. County officials said that claim was incorrect. The Georgia State Patrol says two people were transported to Kennestone Hospital with non-life-threatening injuries following a two-vehicle crash on I-20 near Temple that shut down traffic for hours on Saturday. According to the preliminary report, two tractor trailers traveling westbound collided. One of the vehicles overturned and blocked the roadway for most of the afternoon. West Georgia residents get their local news and information from this radio station, the NewsTalk1330.com website, and the NewsTalk1330 WLBB Facebook page. We are your local news source. In the NewsTalk1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.